it's pouring off ongoing, but I don't have time for the whole thing. But if it's pouring down rain, that'd be a good thing to do. 73 dead temper per hour. Signal was good this morning, so have a good bet. W5CCC, 84SF.
AB4SF, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for getting things kicked off. We'll look for you next week if everything comes together. And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's a nice, comfortable 68 degrees this morning. But don't fear, it'll be into the 90s before the afternoon is over, and there'll be 100,000 people out at the Texas OU football game today, just sweltering in the sun, because there is no shade there at all. It's going to be a wild day to watch it on TV, because I'm not going there, but I tell you, a lot of people do. We are streaming live on the internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November TuneIn app, also Broadcastify. We do that each and every week, and you can also catch us on our website, Whiskey5CharlieGolf.org, W5CGC.org. There's a link on there. You can listen to us there as well. Also, keep in mind that our forms are not working on the website. Still have not been able to get that little booger solved with the hosting company. So if you want to contact me, check in via the net, or check in the net if you're not on the radio. It's info at w5cgc.org. That's info at W5CGC.org, and we'll get your email, and we'll check you in as looks like Jim and let's see, Jim Reed and Ann Reed have both already done so this morning. Got an email from them, so hello, and hope you're doing well up there in Columbus, Ohio. And I also have early check-ins here from KZ3I, W6RMC, W2EUU, and Kilo Bravo 1 November. So let me say hello to KZ3I, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo Zulu 3 India. This is Bill in Elizabeth Town, Pennsylvania. How are you copying me this morning?
Well, you're not as strong as you normally are, but I am hearing you fine. Over.
Okay, real good. Well, we're on the clutch station, K3IR, right now. Just happen to be doing some stuff out here and visiting. So I'm on their beam pointed your direction, I hope, unless the wind twirls it around on me. So we're good to hear you. And we tried to check in on AM this morning, and I figured out how to make this station work.
Well, I'm glad to get you checked in early. Sounds like you have a busy day going over there. What's happening at the club? Over.
Well, right now we're just pretty much saving and solving all the problems in the world, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Well, I hope you get them all taken care of before you leave. Yeah, you're definitely not as strong from there as you are at the home QTH. Everything else going okay for you? I know you're usually a fairly busy fella, and rehabbing something that you broke. Over.
Yeah, well, real good. Get 20 over here on our rig, so everything must be coming directly. I'm only using 100 watts, so that's probably the difference. But normally I'm up around 800 or 1,000 when I'm talking to you, so that could make a big difference. Today's Patty's birthday, so there's a couple of the kids are coming over with the grandkids this afternoon, and we're going to try to make her feel important. And you know how that goes. As far as rehab, I'm in PT for a couple of weeks now for lower back pinch nerve issues. I'm not walking straight lines very well, but the guy told me in 6 weeks he'll have me walking straight lines. But the way I'm feeling, I don't believe I'm over.
Well, let's roger that. Well, I tell you, I hope everything works out just well for you on that one, and get everything all back into ship shape. All right, Mr. Bill, I'll let you get back to solving the world's problems, but I appreciate you jumping in and saying hello to us this morning. And from the club station, say hello to the fellas back there for me. Over.
Yep, they're listening in, so they got your hello just fine, Dick. And thanks for picking me up. Always enjoy checking in. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Central Paradis, KZ3I. We'll catch you next week.
All right, sir. And I'm glad the CW key works. KZ3I, W5. Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s, Semper Paratus. Let's turn the antenna for Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, W6RMC. Got him out in Petaluma, California. We'll be coming around just a second here. We'll be able to hear you a little bit better. Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead. Yeah, I got a 100% copy on you now. I got a report from AB6 Bravo Sugar last week that you might have had another accident or something. I couldn't quite copy him, but I've been concerned. What's happening? Over.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're correct. I fell again in the house and broke another vertebra in my back. It's nothing serious. There's not going to be any surgery involved or anything. But yeah, it's not been a good week. It's been a pretty painful 9 days.
Oh my goodness gracious! Are you healing up okay? And does everything look like it's going to all come back together? Over.
Yeah, this one looks pretty good. The one I had operated on the last year was a mess. This one was a pretty clean break. I just have to take it easy and don't do any rehab thing for 6 to 8 months, and I'll be back to normal.
Oh wow! Well, we'll hope things come back together okay. And I was really sorry to hear about that. I'm glad you're able to get on the air today. I'm sure you're probably fairly well confined to quarters there, or are you able to get out? Over.
I am able to get out. I'm prohibited from driving because of the painkillers I'm taking, but I can get out. It's just I think it's slow.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. I'm glad to hear you're able to do that, and I really appreciate you being able to get on the air today. Good talking to you. I hope you have a great weekend out there. And anything on the plans for the weekend, or are you just sticking about the house? Over.
Actually, I have breakfast tomorrow morning with Dan Gayson and DDM and another
Roger, roger. Well, say hello to K7DDM for me. I know he's taken a long way down to Arizona, and he told me last week I think he was going to be visiting a bunch of folks, and I'm glad he's coming over to say hello to you. So give him a big howdy for me. Over. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 73, Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week. I hope the healing continues and you get to feeling better real soon. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Next on the list, Whiskey 2, Echo United United.
W5, CGC, and the Coast Guard Net, W2EUU. Good morning, Dick. How does it feel to be the top op? Over.
What? You mean they posted that?
They did. of course, it was the reduced number all around. You are number one by a long shot. You got 55, and the next closest two were 48. And, of course, they credit me with 37, and a bunch of people got 37. So, essentially, I'm sitting in number 10 spot of the 25. Over.
Wow, I had no idea. I had looked the other day and it still wasn't up, and I haven't looked since. So, well, thank you for sharing the news, and I can't believe it's that. Well, I actually had three more than that. You know, they you know had to cut me back, I guess, because they didn't get the logs over.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. No, I know you were concerned about where you'd fall in the sequence, but you're way up there compared to everybody else. And I'm disappointed too. You know, I wish they'd let us know who didn't report. I think that would be kind of important, but I guess they don't want to embarrass anybody. Over.
Yeah, I've often, you know, it seems like every year I'll end up with one or more that I don't get credit for. And I've often wondered, you know, who was it that I didn't get credit for? Just in my own head, so I could go back and look at the log and remember, you know, whether or not I had a hard time contacting the ship. Every once in a while, you wonder if they actually heard you, because there's either so much QRM on a frequency, or they're so weak you can hardly hear them. And usually it's probably not them. It's probably some of those that are 5-9 plus that just forget to put the call sign in the logbook. Over.
Yeah, it could very well be the case. Well, anyway, I guess that's behind us for this year. But I'm still going to make a notation on mine that it should be 40 instead of 37. Over.
Roger that. Well, goodness gracious. Well, thank you very much for the news. That's quite the good news this morning. I'll have to snap my suspenders here a little bit. Hey, what's going on? Everybody doing okay over there?
Well, not quite. The XYL's up in Roanoke. She had some heart problems again, so she had to go up there and get some blood work and probably see the cardiologist. So she's there now. And the youngest grandson, who's 8 months old, he was back in the hospital. Looks like he's developed, now I can't even think of what it's called anyway. Right now I'm drawing a blank on it, Dick. I'll think of it here in a second, maybe. Nonetheless, he's got a problem, and they're treating him with steroids. And I think he's out of the hospital now, but he's got a ways to go. I'm hoping he's going to help grow this thing or whatever. Oh, it's a thyroid problem, I guess, or something like that. Anyway, it's that's what they're treating him for. And I had my bout of it. I went to a kind of a food truck rodeo they have here every Monday night. I guess I went to the wrong truck. I got something on Monday night, and I was sick. I was vacating from both ends for 2 days there, Dick, but I'm over it now, thank goodness. And we're having a big festival downtown today with a lot of food trucks, and I'm kind of scratching my head if I really want to buy anything. Over.
I think after a bout like that, I would stay away from them. I'm telling you, that's a horrible situation. Well, you've got your hands full all by yourself. Remember, there's nobody there to take care of you if you do fall victim to the Montezuma's revenge or something. Over.
Oh yeah, and that's exactly what I had, I believe. But we'll see. We worked all this past week, the days we could work. I had to cancel one of the jobs because of the illness. And the next week, of course, we got Monday off for Columbus Day. And then I got the next 4 days I'm working. So we're staying busy, to say the least. I just need to stay well. We got so much stuff to do just here around the house. Anyway, that's kind of what's been going on as far as I can tell you at this point. Looking forward to hopefully another good weather week. We got basically clear skies, temperatures about 60, going to about 66, I think, today. So looking forward to at least getting out a little bit. We've got an indication on our truck that one of our tires is low, so I need to go out and pump that up. So I got a full day and get all the garbage down. One of my main jobs, over.
Yeah, indeed. Well, how long do you think the wife is going to be up in Roanoke?
Well, at least until Tuesday, I think. She's also helping my daughter. My son-in-law and their oldest child, Avis, they went to a father-daughter fishing trip. And can you believe this? They went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That place is big waves and wind and everything else. I can't imagine. It's a father-daughter trip that they're going on, and I can't imagine going down there, over.
Wow, it's, not looking good all along the East Coast. I was just talking to Ray, AB4SF, here a couple of clicks ago, and, they had a bike ride apparently planned for this weekend, and that got called off due to the weather, and it looks like it's headed right for his direction. Hopefully it won't cause a whole bunch of grief, but it looks like it might. Over.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. I can't believe that they went down there. I guess they had this thing planned. In fact, they were supposed to go to the Outer Banks and moved it down to Myrtle Beach because they thought it would be better. Well, if it's better, it's not much better. Over.
Well, at least the building might stay up. The Outer Banks had a whole bunch of, I think you probably saw it, a bunch of houses just end up in the, toothpicks in the drink. Over.
Yeah, they might as well put it on a hole or something or other. Just let them float away. Over.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Bob, you take care, and hopefully everybody will be okie dokie this week. We'll get a little better report from you next week, and take it easy with those food trucks, hope you don't have to go through that again. So we'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you, and thank you for being there, W2EUU. Oh, quick question. Did you try to check into the CWNet on Thursday? I know Fred thought he heard you, but I don't think I ever did. Did you try?
No, I didn't. I was working on Thursday, as sick as I was. I picked up a job and took it, I was running to the head many times, I think. But no, I did not check in. And speaking of check-ins, please check in K7DCG, Dennis. He wanted me to check him in. Over.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, I meant to ask you that because I never heard you, and usually I do, and I was kind of surprised when he tried calling you, and maybe you called in about the same time I did, and I just didn't hear you, so that was it. All right, W2EUU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I got K7DCG also in the logbook, so Mr. Dennis, thank you from Arkansas. And thank you, Bob, for doing that. We'll say 7-3s again, Semper Paratus.
Yeah, 7-3s, Dick, and hopefully we'll see you next week. So K7, correction, W5CGC, W2EUU, setting 73s and Semper Paratus.
Roger, Kilo Bravo 1 November.
Good morning, Dick, and all others. There's a bit of a floor noise today on the bands, at least in my place. I hear you fine. A lot of the other stations are coming in pretty low signals. Weather here is holding. Whatever's coming up the coast is going to clobber the Outer Banks and probably give us some wind and a chunk of rain, but we probably won't get any wind in here. So, interesting on your a tale of houses being swept into the ocean on the Outer Banks. But, you gotta love the location, but hate your house if you choose to build there. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Bob. He was talking about some friends that took a trip. They were supposed to go to the Outer Banks and instead went down to Myrtle Beach, but they're getting beat up down there with waves and wind and rain and everything else. as it comes up the coast. Yeah, that front out there off the coast looks pretty brutal. Over.
It does, and I think that's what it's going to say. We've got sort of an amorphous gray overcast consistent with just a steady rain pattern, and I think that's all we're going to get here. The utility companies are sort of doing the old Chicken Little plan about, well, you know, the sky's falling in, but here they are. Anyway, so everything's good here. No issues, just noticing the weather is getting a little cooler, which is fine. Being a born and bred Mainer, enjoy the cooler weather. KB1N, go ahead.
All right, Jerry, very good. Well, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Enjoy the cooler weather. It's cooler in the mornings here, but still into the 90s in the afternoon. Trees are not really churning yet at all here. Got some of them. If you wear the right kind of sunglasses when you're driving down the street, you can see there's certain types of trees that are a little less green than what some of the other ones are around here. But still, no real fall color and no leaf droppage. So we've got a way to go for that. We'll say 7-3's. Dog here, by the way, is doing fine. Captain Pepper's doing great, and hope your dog is doing as well. And we'll say 7-3's to you and Semper Paratus, KB1N, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
7-3, KB1N.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
And November 4, Romeo Bravo Lima.
November Mike, Seagulf, NM3G.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike, Zulu, Sierra.
Okay, I got a bunch of folks here. And let's, one more that I remember. All right, let's see. I've got N3OUE, N4RBL, WB4CMP, NM3G, WA4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Whiskey Delta 3 November. Who else? November 4, Mike Kilo, and I heard some more.
Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra.
Any other Coast Guard veterans?
Oscar 4, Uniform X-ray.
Okay, ending an X-ray, give me your call again.
Roger, Kilo, Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Uniform Hotel X-ray, very good, I have you. Any other Coast Guard vets? Any relays? Okay, N3OUE, let's start there. N3OUE, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning there, Dick. Good to hear you in here. 68 degrees on the eastern shore. We got a storm coming. I don't know if it's going to hit us or not, but it's coastline. Looks like I have a little problem down in Ocean City. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, yeah, you're right out there where it's coming in. I hope to hear from our buddy Al up in New Jersey today. I guess they're even calling for worse weather there, if that's possible. But, yeah, how much rain do you think you're going to get? Over.
I might as well get a couple 3 inches. I'm 58 miles from the ocean as a crow flies, a half a mile from the water, and 17 miles from the bay as a crow flies. So I'm sort of in the middle of everything, but a lot of these storms, I don't get them as bad as the people off to the side of them, man.
Yeah, Roger. I hope you're in a high spot there, John. Over.
Well, I'll tell you, compared to other people around me, I'm in a high spot, but I'm 60 feet above ground sea level here. Of course, the guys on the western shore, some of them are 400 or 500 feet above sea level, so big difference, but 60 feet, if I get wet here, if I get water here, then people around me are in a lot of trouble. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I would imagine they are. Well, I hope it doesn't get too bad. I hope the wind doesn't come in. I would imagine that probably could end up being the worst part of this whole thing for a lot of folks. So hopefully the wind will be won't be too bad. Over.
Well, I'm hoping I'm far enough inland. A lot of these storms come up there. If they stay off the coast like that, the beach will get hit pretty hard. But as you go inland, it gets better and better. And I hope it stays. It might swing out to sea a little bit. If it does, it'll be even better here. But we'll see. Most of these storms, I don't get hit too bad. I don't get hit as bad as they say. So I'm happy about that. But you're having nice weather down your way. Are you going to enjoy that 90-degree weather? I have to tell you the truth, I kind of like the 90-degree weather better than I do the cool weather. The older I get, the more I like the warm weather. Go ahead.
Well, I like the warm weather. Unfortunately, we get a lot of humidity with it, and then you just end up out there feeling not, you know, it's just not comfortable to be out. But hopefully it won't be that bad today. I know it was feeling mighty fine this morning. Absolutely really great when I let the dog out for the first time. It was a little crisp in the air compared to what it's been. All right, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Have a great rest of your weekend, and hope the weather isn't too bad at your place. N3OUE, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Okay, Dick, 7-3 to you. I hope you have a real good weekend. Enjoy the game today, and we'll talk to you next week. All goes well. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. N3OUE, 7-3 Semper Paratus.
7-3 Semper Paratus to you, November 4, Radio Bravo Lima.
Yeah, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, Romeo Bravo Lima. Good morning, Dick, and all those who can hear me on the net. Semper Paratus to one and all. Still doing the chief cook and bottle washer situation here with the XYL being recovering from full left knee replacement. So my last week has been somewhat stressful trying to act out of my comfort zone. Like I mentioned, I'm more of an eater than a cooker. So my wife has to put up with whatever I can scrounge up around the house here and buy in a package there. So that I'm looking for her to get back on her feet and cooking the good, healthy stuff that she normally does. Also, we ordered two new Dell computers, laptops. Both her computer and my computer is antiquated, and my computer was taking 20 minutes to boot up. So my computer guru suggested we upgrade. So we're waiting for that. She's transposing all the data from the old to the new, so we're currently without a computer. So other than that, that's about all that we got here. Temperature here, actually in the evening, we had a temperature down to about 46, 47 degrees, and had to put the heat on here at Goshen, Kentucky, in the Louisville area there. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that is kind of cool. I think my sister said the same thing. She finally broke down yesterday and turned the heat on. Said it was a little too chilly to take a shower. I would think those kind of temperatures would be. Nothing that way here, not yet. We've got, I think, 60, maybe 66 or so is about as cool as it's been in the mornings, but it's normally back up into the 90s in the afternoons, so we're still not quite cracking that fall weather yet. Roger, on the new computers, good luck with that. I have a friend here that went online for the Amazon deal days or whatever they were, ended up getting a new computer and a printer, both for under $300. I couldn't believe the deal she got on the laptop. It was quite the deal. So don't know what kind you're getting, but I think you said you're getting Dell. But I don't, you know, are they laptops or are they desktop computers?
Yeah, copy on that. They have both Dell computers and their laptops there. We don't get any tower computers anymore. We have a couple of them acting as a boat anchor here for the table that holds the printer. We use Brother printers. We used to use HP computer printers, and about every year and a half we had to replace the printer. And ever since we went over to Brother about five or seven years ago, we still have the same Brother computer. The downside of the Brother computers, you don't get a deal on the ink cartridges there. So, but it's been a good printer and reliable, and you know, we're satisfied with it, even though we have to pay retail price for the ink. So, that being said, you mentioned last week on text about my audio there, so maybe you could mention about my audio this time here. I don't mean to hold the net up, but I'm interested in my audio, whether or not I need to make any adjustments on my mic gain there. Go ahead.
No, your audio is perfectly fine. It's heavy. It's a little on the it's a little bassy, but it's not so bad or so bassy that it's a problem. And there's no distortion in it at all. Over.
Yeah. Okay. We're using a Yaesu desk mic there. It's not the top of the line, but it's the one down below that. So, yeah, and I have another one here that I used to use with the an MD1 Yaesu mic that I used to use on the 767. So that being said, you know, you can't tell a station other than the audio. So that's what my audio out of my lips is a little bit bassy as well. So that being said, we won't hold the net up anymore. Thank you much for picking me up. Always good hearing you, Dick. And incidentally, Mr. Ray that you were talking to, he was booming in here. There's sometimes a 10 over S9. I think the band is cooperating this week there. Go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so far everybody's been nice and strong. So hope it stays that way the rest of the day. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, N4RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll look for you again next week. And next on the big list, Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie, Mary Peter.
W5, St. James May, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie, Mary Peter. Good morning, Dick. 75 degrees here in severely overcast. Supposed to be a cold front moving down the strait later on tonight. It's supposed to get us down to the 60s. So, back to you.
Roger, roger. Turning into the fall season there in Florida, huh? Not too shabby. Sounds like it's mighty comfy down there now. Roger on the weather coming in. Hope all the weather stays very mild for you down there, Ray. Anything else happening in your neighborhood this week? Over.
Not much happening in my neighborhood. I just hang out with 77-year-old people. I'll be 77 on October 20th, so I don't have a lot of action in my life anymore. Back to you.
Well, we'll wish you a happy birthday in a week or so, in a couple of weeks, and sounds pretty good. Just keep racking them up. You know, you want to keep them going as long as you can. Over.
Yeah, I'm staying in the action a little bit. I walk down to the gym. I'm doing 30 military pull-ups, believe it or not. I'm having trouble believing it. Although they are old guys, pull-ups ugly. Back to you.
Any kind of pull-ups are okay. It's all right. It doesn't matter how good or bad they look, as long as you can still do them. Oh, my. Well, we'll say 7-3s to you as well. Appreciate you being out there. Good signal from down in in Avon Park, Florida, and we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Hope you have a good week.
7-3 Semper Paratus, dude. Make it between the ditches.
Roger, roger. November, Mexico, 3, Germany.
W5, TGC in the group. November, Mike, 3, Golf. Hey, Dick. Good to catch up with you again. It's kind of a cool day here, overcast. I don't think it's going to warm up anytime soon. We should be getting some rain tonight and tomorrow, which, I think fall checked in for good finally, but not a whole lot else going on. Just doing woodworking and playing on the computer and playing a ham radio. And, you know, the usual stuff. I heard Captain Pepper report earlier that he's doing well, which is a good thing, Dick. And I gather that your buzzards have finally gotten the hint and not come back for a couple days, over?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen them for a couple of weeks. When I did, they were just here for just a brief period. They actually just flew onto the back porch and walked around back there for a second, and the captain barked at them, and then they flew up on the roof, and I haven't seen them since. So I'd like to think they wouldn't come back at all, but unfortunately I know better than that. They'll be back, and there's just something about once they establish an area where they like to be, they come back to it. As far as Captain Pepper is concerned, he's doing well. He's decided, for some reason, he's decided instead of laying down on the couch or next to me, he just gets up on my lap and just sits there, and then he falls asleep, and his head droops, and I try to move him over to get him to lay down on the couch next to me, and he's not having any part of it. I think he's decided that if he sits on me, I won't get up and leave. Over.
Well, there's that. Or it could be that the nice warm lap is better for him. I don't know. Well, they have a funny way of training their owners, don't they?
Or I'm sorry, their staff.
They do. They absolutely do. And I get him in his crate in order for me to leave the house to go to the store or go do whatever I got to do. And most of the time he doesn't say anything, but every once in a while he lets his displeasure known as I'm walking out the door. But it doesn't work. I don't turn around and come back. So that's the way it works. Anyway, good to talk with you, and we'll wish you all the best. Have a good weekend. Anything you doing? Anything fun today?
Well, I was contemplating doing some pressure washing, but 61 degrees and damp. I may not do that today. I may just work in the shop a little bit. And Dennis is telling me that I'm a high-powered fan boy. not a whole heck of a lot else going on, Dick. So anyway, you have a great one. 73 Semper Paratus. Thanks for all that you do. W5 CGC, November, Mike, 3 Golf.
All right, sir. November, Mexico, 3 Germany. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. I just looked at the weather stuff here. It's 75 degrees outside now. It's warming up. Actually, we were at 57 degrees, 58 degrees, 58 at 7:30 this morning. So, by golly, we're getting down into that fall weather temperatures, but they don't stay there very long. Like I said, 75 now going up to 90, so it'll be toasty this afternoon. Have a great weekend, and we'll look for you next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra.
W5, CGC, WA4, MZS, and there's a little bit of QXD on your signals, but you're averaging out around S9. Good to strong signal. Hey, I was just looking two bookshelves there, and I found a handbook for boys. It's a Boy Scout manual, and it was given as a gift to somebody in 1913. And looking back in the electricity section, and there's a nice set of plans for a spark gap transmitter. And boy, that would go over good nowadays, wouldn't it? But, things are typically, we've been running upper 50s at night and into the 80s during the day, so it's been bearable. And no rain or anything like folks out on the coast. But that's about it, Dick.
Spark gap transmitter reminds me of the names I gave the very first pair of buzzards that were hatched out underneath my dining room window, Spark and Gap. And they went on probably to create their own little sparks and gaps out there in the buzzard world. The babies don't come back. It's the mom and the pop that comes back every year. And we'll be probably having won't be seeing them again now probably until maybe after the first of the year. Usually that's when they start making their presence known, and it's around March. You got to be really careful because that's about the time they get ready to lay their eggs. So we have to be prepared for it every year when that time comes around. But that has nothing to do with spark and a gap transmitter. Are you thinking about building one of those?
Negative. Boy, if they've ever got any in the neighborhood up in arms, I'll send you a copy of it if you'd like. It's kind of interesting. It's got a receiver that goes with it, and it's a pretty basic piece of radio.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to find the parts to put one together anymore. Oh, geez. Well, that sounds like fun. Quite the interesting old manual indeed. Maybe do they have anything in there about tying knots or anything like that?
Yes, they do.
You said yes, they do. Yeah, I unfortunately I failed knot tying. I mean, at boot camp, I think I never have been able to come up with a decent knot. That's unfortunate, but I don't know. I'm retarded in that regard. All right, sir, Mr. Ed, you take care. Sounds like you're doing fine. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Dick. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
All righty. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is November 4, November Mike Kilo. Good morning, Dick. Everyone on the net. 63 degrees here in Delaware, with some light rain. We're supposed to get more rain from this nor'easter, but I don't think we'll get that much wind up here. Up about 20 miles from the Atlantic coast, so I don't think we'll feel much up here. A lot of land mass to absorb that. Other than that, we're still running on all 8 cylinders here, Dick. Over.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think, what is it, the further up the coast we go, the worse that storm is supposed to be, although it's sounds like it's creating havoc down in the Carolinas right now, at least in some spots. I think you're pretty well inland there, aren't you? Over.
Yeah, Roger, that's my daughter in Cape May. Their place is pretty close to the beach, so we'll get a lot of wind there, I'm sure.
We're doing well here. Yeah, just me and the old pooch sitting on the sofa doing our stuff during the day, but we're doing fine, and all is well. We've got a big weekend planned here tomorrow. Today and tomorrow we got some football watching to do. Tomorrow we'll be watching football and watching the Cowboys. And then neighbors are having a going away party for one of the neighbors is moving away. And so I've got that tomorrow afternoon. And the family's coming over. So we got some stuff to do here this week. Over.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be a little busy boy. It appears maybe the Cowboys have turned the season around. All of a sudden, they're looking better. Anyway, just I'm going to say 73 and bow out, give someone else a chance. Stay well and Semper Paratus. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
All right, we do. You stay. You do the same. November 4, November Mike Kilo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Delta 3, November.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Delta 3, November. You are 5-8 into 40th Pennsylvania. We were down to 38 degrees last night. We're up to 62. That's about all we're going to get, I think. We already had some frost here this week, so the garden is kaput. The only thing I have left going is parsley and Brussels sprouts. The Brussels sprouts, they like a real good frost before they're ready. So I've been out playing in the woods, plating multiple rows, getting jagged up pretty good, and gathering firewood for the big, big winter.
Roger, how's the firewood collecting going? Are you have you pretty much got your place stocked up, or you still have a ways to go? Over.
I have a ways to go. I have a huge pile of browns that I have cut up, and they're ready to split. But I've been working, trying to work the wood because I've neglected it. When you get the easy wood, the hard wood gets neglected.
Okay, I don't blame you. Geez. Well, you sent me a picture one year of your firewood collection. It is a fine collection as well. You ever use your smoker? You never talk about that anymore. You built that nice smoker there, and I wonder how often you use it. Over.
That gets used. I don't know. It gets. There's a grill in there and a. And a flat top grill, one of those Blackstone, and then we have the regular barbecue grill in there. They get used, not often enough, but enough.
Yeah, I'm sure as the weather turns colder, the use will go down just a little. I know mine does, but I don't use it as much as I used to, but I still use it. Over.
I'll shovel out the door and throw the canvas over the opening, and she'll make some stuff. It's good.
I gotcha. All right, sir. Well, enjoy your weekend there. Stay warm. I think, you know, I mentioned we were actually in the 50s this morning, and that kind of surprised me. I didn't expect to see it down that far, but... it doesn't take long once the sun comes up, bloop, right back up into the 90s. So we're on our way back today. So 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll definitely look for you again next week. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s.
7-3, God bless America, Semper Paratus.
Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra.
Whiskey 5, this is Whiskey 1, Austin Yassir. Greetings from Chester, New Hampshire. It's a bright, sunny day here. Temperature's going to get up to about 65 degrees. Right now, it's just cracking 60. So it's a typical pre-fall day.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, a little fade there at the end. Sounds like a beautiful day up there. I would suspect you got some nice fall colors up there with that sunshine to make everything look pretty. Over.
Yep, we do have the colors almost at peak. It's not as bright as some years because we've been suffering through about a 4-month long drought. So they're not quite as bright as they used to be. city, kind of pretty. So we might go out and try to enjoy some of it today.
Roger, roger. Well, very fine. That's good to hear. Enjoy those colors while you can. I'll say hello. We'll say hello to Gus for you a little bit later on, about half past the next hour when he normally checks in or so. And I know sooner or later you're going to get that direct contact with him on the radio. Over. Amen. We'll hope it happens. All right, sir. Are you headed out and about to do anything this weekend?
This afternoon, my wife and I are going to be on board. We've got to actually get some testing to do from one of our back gardens. And then I'm going to take my truck and come over the woods from our woodshed into a cubby hole that we have right next to our woodshed. So that we can just feed wood right from our garage into the house.
Roger, roger. Well, sounds like a busy day, a busy weekend. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Have a good one out there and enjoy the weather while you can. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, big 7-3 Semper Paratus. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray.
I see Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Neal? Are you behaving yourself over there?
I try to. Is that enough?
Well, it's yeah. I try to behave myself here, but it doesn't always happen. You know, there are oopsies every now and then.
Okay, as long as that's tolerated, yes, I'm behaving myself. And I'm enjoying this fall weather. You've been talking about that this morning. It's finally hit here in North Georgia. And I got around 60 degrees, and it won't even break 70 today, so I'm very happy with that.
I bet you are. It felt mighty fine out there this morning when I let the captain out for the first time. I didn't realize how cool it actually had gotten. He didn't get let out at 7:30 this morning, but it was a little bit after that, but it was still nice and comfortable. He kind of lingered around out there a little bit before he came back here in the shack to get his usual treat. Over.
Okay, that sounds very good. With this weather, I'm going to be going mobile, I hope, the next couple of weeks, heading up to the North Georgia Mountains to try and with my 991A, and hope to catch you on the weekends there.
Okay, you're going to be mobile next weekend? Is that what I understood?
That's correct. That's what I'll be trying for. Yeah, I travel, take my 991, I pack it up into my Jeep, and I go up, first stop this year will be Eagle's Rest in Jasper up in the mountains, and I work with a buddy pole, and that's iffy, but it works sometimes.
Well, they're pretty good antennas, so good luck, and we'll keep an ear out for you. Have some fun out there as you're traveling around. Over.
Roger, roger. I do look forward to this time of the year. I thank you very much.
All right, sir. Well, good luck with that, and we'll keep an ear open for you. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and 7-3 Semper Paratus.
7-3 Semper Paratus.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
ABTNBY.
NBY, got you. And there's a Kilo 4?
Kilo 4, Whiskey India Papa.
Whiskey India Papa. Any other Coast Guard veterans? Any relays? KB2NBY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I bet it's getting a little chilly up there in the mornings. Over.
Roger, roger there, Dick. W5CGC and Coast Guard Net. KB2NBY, the last two mornings have been around 30, 32, 33 degrees. I had a heavy frost yesterday morning. It's been chilly. That's all right. It's luckily it's fat, you know. Whether we get. We're going to have weather or not. We want the sky to fall or The ocean's taking open up. I don't know. We're just taking one day at a time. Yeah, everything is going well in this neck of the woods. On a new radio on a 7300 from Nikon. And same old antenna. So there you go, Dick. Hey, have a great day and all the best and Semper Paratus to you. The F5 CGC and the Coast Guard Net 73 KB2NBY.
KB2NBY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Well, congratulations on the new radio. It sounds good. Got you a good S5 signal into Dallas-Fort Worth. And have fun up there. And enjoy that new box. Kilo Bravo 2, NBY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Clear with you, 73s and Semper Paratus. Kilowatt 4, Whiskey India Papa.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, K4, Whiskey India Papa. Morning, Dick, in the net. It's been a while since I've been on the air here. We've been tied up with pretty much the lawnmowers and the yard here all summer. And it's been 10 feet, one of the hottest summers I can recall. Gee whiz, it was 91 just a couple days ago, and we're still out there battling the grass. Today it's delightfully cool. It's only 70 degrees. We got up this morning and opened the house up. It's been a long time. Anyway, there's nothing much going on here other than maintenance. About it from this location, have not been overly active. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie K4 Whiskey India Papa.
All right, Roger. Goodness gracious. Sounds very nice and comfy there in Crystal River. Nice time of year to be able to open the house up. I always used to enjoy that when I was down there in Florida. Get to just swing open the great big old doors in the back of the house, and the whole place just felt great until it didn't, until it was too hot. At least we kept the bugs out of that way. We had nice screened in patio there, so yeah, that was always a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad you got a chance to get on the air today, and enjoy that weather while you can. I'm sure it'll be nice a few more days there. Kilo 4, Whiskey India Papa, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I'm glad you got a chance to get on and work me today. Over.
Okay, real fun. It's been a while, and got a great signal down here, and great audio. 73 Semper Paratus, K4WIP, good morning.
K4WIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus to you. We'll look for you again next week. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14327, starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Pacific. Let's see if we have any additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, nice big signal. How's it going over there? Your Miami football team's looking pretty good, over.
Yeah, we got a bye week this week, but I'm pretty excited about where we're going. The rest of our season is all conference games, and so I get nervous when people say we're supposed to win out, but we'll see what happens, over.
Yeah, my team has got a bye week too. I don't know how they do that. I know they've had two of them this season, and the coach there, he's not happy about it. He'd rather keep playing every week. It's tough taking that week off, over.
Yeah, we had a bye week, and then we had Florida State, and then we had a bye week. So that's kind of where we are right now. I think we're in the same position. But other than that, back in Tallahassee, had a great signal when I was over in New Orleans. I probably wasn't technically QRP at 17 watts, but it was good to talk to you from over there. Over.
Yeah, and any time I could talk to New Orleans is a good day, because propagation isn't always open to New Orleans. It's right in that spot where we sometimes can't get there. We skip right over the top, so that's always good. I hope you did have a good trip, and glad to have you back home. You're S9 here today, no problem at all, over.
Oh, Roger, that's good to hear. Yeah, over in New Orleans, I was using that little rig with a chameleon vertical clamped onto an abandoned guy wire anchor from an old telephone pole that probably gave me an excellent ground plane. So anyway, you're coming in 5-9 to Tallahassee. We woke up this morning at 59 degrees, and we are going to probably be pushing up to about 83 today with sunny skies. Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima, back to Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
All right, sir. Well, have a good day there, and enjoy your afternoon. Nice, comfortable mornings, and hopefully comfortable afternoons. It's about like it sounds like it is here. It was 57 here this morning at 7:30 a.m., and it'll be 90 by the time the afternoon rolls around. Hot and sunny, that's for sure. Humidity's down a little bit, so that'll be good. We'll see you next week with Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Oh, looky there. Look at the clock. Time for me to QSY to 14300-14300. If you're still out there wishing to check into the net, we'll listen for you on 14300. I'll be there momentarily. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, QSY 14300. Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard, U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I am in Southlake, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Temperature over here today is about 74, 75 degrees right at the moment, going up into the 90s today. It's the big OUUT weekend at the Great State Fair of Texas. That means you don't want to get out on the roads because everybody from Oklahoma is here and everybody from Austin and elsewhere is here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're all going to the big game out at the fairgrounds this afternoon and sit there like a bunch of baked lobsters in the sun because it's going to be hot. It'll be hot out there, so hopefully they'll have a good time out at the fair. Well, I went there the other day, and all I did was came back with empty pockets. Man, I'm telling you, you gotta have deep pockets when you go to the fair anymore. It costs a lot of money. Let's see. We're streaming live on the Internet via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, TuneIn. Also on Broadcastify and on our webpage, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, charlie.oscarradiogolf, W5CGC.org. If you're listening out there online, you'll have to drop me an email at info, I-N-F-O, India November Foxtrot Oscar, info at W5CGC.org. It'll be just the same as filling out the form, except you'll have to use your email program in order to do it. Still no forms on the website. I'm telling you, that's a whole story in itself. I could spend an hour telling you about that. What else do we want to tell you? How about we just get right to the check-ins? We'll do that. Looking for Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any active duty Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard, or relays for active duty Coast Guard? All right, hearing none, I'm going to turn my antenna towards the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to see if we can catch Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD. Mr. Nick in the Seattle area, how you doing up there? Over.
We got some people close to the frequency of W5CGC Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, roger that. I've heard them myself, but we'll see if we can't work through that, I guess. Hopefully they'll decide to take a little twist of the dial down a little bit away from us. How are things in the Pacific Northwest? We're still dry, hot and dry down here. It's about the best I can describe it. Over.
Well, we've got a little bit of rain. Not much to put the fires out. We still got some fires burning, even though it's been in the 50s. And hopefully we'll get a little more rain this weekend and snow about 5,000 feet.
Well, that almost sounds like fall weather in the Pacific Northwest. Is it actually feeling like fall to you?
Oh, yeah. The colors are coming out pretty bright, and it was 46 this morning when I got up. And it's feeling like fall, but boy, we could really use a couple of great big rainstorms.
Roger that. Well, speaking of rainstorms, I don't know how I segue into this. I watched the Mariners win last night, and I stayed up for the entire thing. My golly, an extra inning extravaganza, but they pulled it out. Over.
Well, I looked at the 13th inning, and it's still 2-2, and I got ready and went to sleep, and I checked just before I jumped in the bed, and it was the 14th inning, I think it was the bottom of the 14th, and I said, man, they're still going on, and I went to bed. So I didn't know what happened until I got up this morning.
Well, I tell you what, it was pretty late here. I don't know what time it was, but I think the captain finally gave up on me, and he finally went to sleep. But it was quite the game, and man, I tell you what, there's going to be a whole lot of horse people in the Seattle area this morning, because I don't think those fans, and tired, I don't think they ever sat down the entire last half of the game. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, they were pretty hoarse this morning when they were talking about it, and they had a seismometer put in yesterday for the Northwest Seismic Network, and I'm going to be interested to see what they had to report about it from last night.
Well, it was a packed house, and they were definitely cheering the Mariners on, and so for everybody that's not a baseball fan out there, the Seattle Mariners beat the Detroit Tigers in their American League playoff game last night, and they're going to the AL Championship game, and the Mariners, you may have to help me out on this, Nick, but I think they may be the only team in baseball that's never been to the World Series.
I think the last time was 24 years that they got close, but they never made it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Rangers, Texas Rangers, finally did it, and they actually won the darn thing a couple of years ago, but that was quite exciting. So I hope they do, and I'll be rooting for them, especially my son, grew up there. He was rooting for him last night, and I even got a text from his mom, who stayed up and watched the whole thing too. Over.
Yeah, like I said, it was pretty late. It was about 10 o'clock, so that would be 1 o'clock in the East Coast. So that was another inning, so probably almost closer to 11 on this side of the coast. So anyway.
Indeed. Well, enough about baseball. Anything else going on up there? And we'll stand by for this week in Coast Guard history.
No, like I said, we're looking for our first high-level snow, so we'll be looking to see whether it comes down or not. Put some of these fires out. We still got a bunch going on, especially over in eastern Washington, but we got a couple going over here on the western side, so we're looking to get rid of that smoke.
Yeah, well, let's hope. Let's hope so. As a matter of fact, we're so dry here, they've got a red flag warning expected for tomorrow here for fire danger as well. So we'll have to keep our eyes out for that, and hopefully it won't be too bad tomorrow. But it has been really, really dry. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead.
Okay, W5. CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 ID, and this week in Coast Guard history, and out of the box, on October 13th, 1775, this is the date the Navy recognizes as its official birthday, so Monday, Columbus Day, or if you're one of the other ones, woke people, Indigenous Peoples Day, United States Navy traces its origins to the Continental Navy, which the Continental Congress established on October 13, 1775, by authorizing the procurement, fitting out, manning, and dispatch of two armed vessels to cruise in search of munition ships supplying the British Army in North America. And this legislation also established a Navy committee to supervise the work. And in 1972, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Elmo R. Zunwalt authorized recognition of October 13, 1775 as the Navy's official birthday, and there is no official motto for the U.S. Navy. And 1798, the Secretary of Benjamin Goddard, first Secretary of the Navy, sent the first instructions to Cutter, acting in cooperation with the Navy in support of the quasi-war with France via the various collectors of customs. In 1897, near Corson Inlet, New Jersey, a man and two women were endangered by the sea, sweeping around their house a half mile from the station. Lifesavers answered their signal of distress and rescued them in the surf boat. In 1929, Clarence Samuel, commanding officer of Coast Guard patrol boat AD-15, was promoted to chief quartermaster, therefore becoming the first Coast Guard, the first African-American Coast Guard petty officer. And in 1945, Coast Guard manned patrol vessel USS TC-590 grounded and sank in a typhoon off Okinawa. All hands were rescued. In 1982, the first rescue using COPAS Starsat occurred when Trimaran Gonzo capsized 300 miles east of Cape Cod. Gonzo's ELP distress transmission was picked up by the Soviet Kostas satellite, and the sailing ship's coordinates were transmitted correction to the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard HC-130 and a Canadian Air Force aircraft were directed to the scene. And the Coast Guard cutter Vigorous, which I served on along with Ray, safely rescued the three crewmen. The new Space Age satellite search and rescue system was part of the U.S., Canada, French, and Soviet project that at this time utilized a single Soviet satellite. And in 1988, the first U.S. Marine World War II veteran received their Coast Guard-issued discharge certificate. Congress gave the Merchant Mariners veteran status and tasked the Coast Guard with administering the discharges. So, that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for that report. Again, as usual, a lot happening in Coast Guard history, and happy birthday to the United States Navy as well. And in other news, it was reported, I guess, sometime this yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure when it was posted, but yours truly was the number one operator on the hit parade of operators for the Museum Ship Weekend back in June. And it wasn't even close this time around. At the top, all by my lonesome, with 55 confirmed contacts of museum ships. And I actually had three more than that, but didn't get credit for them. So I guess we can feel pretty good. The second place finisher had 48. So we were well on top of that one, over.
Well, congratulations. So I know you enjoy it every year, so congratulations, and bravo Zulu.
Thank you. Yeah, that and the certificate I got is at least I'll put it on the shelf with the rest of them. So, yeah, glad to be. But it's the second time I've done that. That I did it the year before COVID, and I didn't have, but I don't think I had that many contacts. So that's pretty good. All right, let's get to heading into the direction of check-ins here. We're going to see if we can find some folks to check into the Coast Guard Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net here on 14300. We've been doing this now for almost 32 years. It's hard to believe. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins now, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Okay, I got Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Who else?
Kilo 7, Sugar Whiskey Sugar.
Kilo 7, Sugar Whiskey Sugar. Got you. Other Coast Guard veterans. Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar. Other Coast Guard vets.
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
November 3, Sierra India Papa. Okay, other Coast Guard veterans?
KE0, LSL.
Kilowatt Echo 0, Lima Sugar Lima. Other Coast Guard vets? Any relays? Okie dokie, Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta, out there in New Jersey. I've been reading where you're expected to be underwater shortly. Over.
W5CGC, this is WB2ELD. Hello, Dick. First of all, congratulations on being that great operator for the museum ship. Very good. We're looking for some rain coming up tomorrow, particularly. We had a little bit of drizzle this morning. It's 63 degrees right now. It's pretty cold out as far as I'm concerned. You know, I was just at the got back about a week ago and went from that 90 degree weather to this. When we got back on Saturday, Sunday morning, it started feeling bad. And sure enough, my wife and I both came down with COVID so we're just getting over it now, but, it's our little souvenir from Key West. Back to you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm glad you got over it. That sounds pretty bad. Did you say you were in Key West for the reunion?
Yeah, Roger, in Key West at the Ingham on the 2-year reunion. It was beautiful. It was very nice. The weather was great. I had a great time. It was nice to get out there and see Bill and see the Ingham again. And I think it's in great shape.
Yeah, Roger, Art. Oh, very fine. Yeah, Bill hadn't checked in with us for a while. I guess he's got a different routine on Saturdays now and maybe doesn't go down to the ship as often as he used to, but I sure hope we get a chance to chat with him here again soon. Well, that sounds like fun. How long were you down there in Key West? Over.
Well, the reunion actually started on the 30th. We got there 2 days early. We got there on the 28th. We actually didn't leave until Saturday, so we took some extra time. On Monday, we went over to Dry Tortuga. We took the trip out to Dry Tortuga, which is actually 7 miles out into the Gulf. And that was quite an adventure. That was really nice, because we had some time off on our own. And as part of the reunion, they had a catamaran, so we went out for a night. But I did talk to Bill, and I mentioned Julie. He hasn't been on here in a while, and I'll be looking to hear from her. Back to you.
Roger, Roger. Well, it sounds like a great time, and that trip out to the Dry Tortuga is quite something as well. So glad to have you back. Glad you're feeling better. Got over the bug. I'm telling you, that thing will just kind of reach out there and grab you every now and then. So we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for being there today, and thanks for sharing the story of your Key West adventures. Over.
Yeah, Roger, very good. Now, you know, when you have COVID, it just lingers on. It has an effect on it, but at least I got my voice back. Yeah, Key West was beautiful. I love Key West. And I just wish I had some of that warm weather over here in New Jersey. I know you got some.
What?
Hear it with me. This is WBC. 73 and Semper Paratus.
All right, sir. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and get back 100% there. I can tell your voice is still a little bit weak. Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilowatt 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Hey, Dick and the group, K7SWS. Haven't been on for a while. It's had the station kind of tore apart, but we have the new and improved K7SWS, over.
Well, the new improved SWS certainly sounds good. Tell me about the improvements, and I'll give you an actual S-meter reading there. Sounds great. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. 50-foot Rhone tower and three-element stepper on top of it, Dick. Over.
A three-element stepper, but I tell you what, those are going to be collector's items since they no longer manufacture amateur radio antennas. It's doing a job. You're S7-9. Over.
Roger, Roger. This came from a silent key, a friend, KT7E there in Oregon. And I bought the tower and the antenna from his widow, so... And then I've had it collecting dust for a couple of years, but I put maximum effort on it this summer and got it finished, over.
Well, it's great. Sounds great. I actually heard you off the side of my antenna when you checked in. I've turned the antenna up towards Montana now, but, yeah, great to hear you up there. And it was March the last time you checked in here. Have you had any kind of fall or winter weather yet? Over.
All the trees are turning. It froze a couple of times. We actually might have a little snow tomorrow night, Dick. It's supposed to rain and then get down in the low 30s, so we could actually see a little white stuff here, over.
Roger that. Well, as long as you can keep the white stuff up there. We haven't even gotten any rain down here. We're in a bit of a drought situation, and tomorrow they're actually even talking about high fire danger and maybe red flag warnings for us. So we'll hope that doesn't happen. But, yeah, October is normally one of our wettest months, but it's not a drip has fallen this year. Well, it's good to have you on, and I hope you get a lot of good use out of that tower and antenna, because it sure does put out a signal, over.
Roger. Well, the real test is, CQ Worldwide, they're coming up, and I intend to make full use of it, over.
All right. Well, good luck in that, and that's a lot of fun to work that particular contest. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and now that you got it all up and working, I hope we hear you a little more often than every 5 or 6 months. Over.
Roger. Well, you know, I do that Zoom call every Saturday morning there with Carl with Hotel 6, Alpha November Hotel, so that kind of gets in the way, but it didn't hurt me today to get on here for a few minutes, so... I'll fire up the Zoom call when I'm done here. So, Dick, good to hear you, and we'll talk again soon. Low 7, Sugar with Sugar.
Okay, Steve. Well, hopefully WH6ANH will check in with us here in a little bit at the bottom of the hour like he normally does. And if not, tell him howdy for us. We'll keep a spot in the logbook open for him. K7SWS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, that new and improved station from Montana, sounding awfully, awfully fine. Uh-oh, I turned the antenna the wrong way. Let's go out to the West Coast. Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar, 86BS.
Whiskey, Charlie Golf Charlie, this is 86BS. Morning, Dick. You sound real good here. I can look at the SD just now, Dick. And you were at 6 on my way to Montana anyway. It's been kind of wet up here. Finally, it broke the dry spell up here. So we had about a day and a half of pretty steady rain. And it comes out now, but it's going to rain again. And that's a good thing. I'm pretty happy to that when I can walk outside and not get blasted by heat. And anyway, the fall is definitely here. There's not a lot going on up here. I'm listening to the rest of the net here, and thinking it's better to invest in another antenna here, probably some kind of a beam. I have a little one sitting around here, but it's not sitting anymore, I don't think. So anyway, that's going on here. Otherwise, life is pretty good. We're just living the dream, over.
Roger that, Cliff. Well, good to have you on board with us today. Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Did chat with Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie earlier and heard about his accident. Tell you that he's got a bum back anyway and heard it again, so hopefully he'll be okie dokie. And we did have a nice chat, over.
Roger that, yeah. I really feel bad that he hurt himself like that, you know, because
Roger. Well, enjoy your weekend and all the weather that goes with it up there. And we'll look for you next week. Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net in progress. We'll see you then. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. November 3, Sugar India Papa, N3SIP. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, Dick. Want to check in 373, number 5 to see everybody. Happy birthday to the Navy. And the Army here for a little bit back. Yeah, I just wanted to check in. We're doing okay here out in southeast Pennsylvania. I was on that museum ship weekend. I got to talk to Fuller ship. The Schoonmaker, schooner in Toledo in North Carolina, the Nautilus, and the NS Savannah. So I just talked to them a little bit. And that was kind of a cool weekend there. I tried to get onto the Route 66 weekend, but didn't make that. I found out about it like on Saturday night, so it was kind of late to make any contacts on that. But having fun with ham radio here. Back over to you, N3SIP.
Yeah, you bet, Larry. N3SIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, I enjoy the museum ship weekend. It's about the only long term operating that I do, and I always hate it from the standpoint that the net ends up being right at the sweet spot when all of the a lot of the museum ships are on. You know. They're not on the 24/7 for the most part because they are museums, and a lot of them, you know, they have to operate when the ships are open. So this particular time slot on Saturdays is usually the sweet spot for working as many as you can. I just happened to notice here on the list that I have, they post the top performers or the top operators every year. We've got a couple of other net guys that are also on the list. November Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha checks in with us every once in a while. And W2 EUU, Mr. Bob, checks in with us every week. They both made the honor roll. I don't think I recognize any of the other calls on there except in the content. Well, N8YN checked in with us every now and then, too. It's been a while, but he's checked in with us. So that's it. But I ended up on the top rung of the ladder again this year, and mighty happy about that. You ought to give it a try next year. It's a lot of fun working as many ships as you can. Over.
I found out about it from you. So those contacts all made after I talked to you on Saturday. So I see what you mean. It was a little hard. I kept going around different places, and nobody was there. And a lot of the places that they have listed on the website, they had left already or whatever, or I just couldn't hear them. But, congratulations to you for making the top there. Of course, my wife says that keeps the service. Let's get on to somebody else here. Pleasure talking to you again, and talk to you later in the SIP.
All right, Larry, good talking to you. N3SIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you, sir. And we'll look for you again next week. Have fun out there in the contest, as they say. Kilowatt Echo Zero, Lima, Sierra Lima.
Good morning, Dick. This is KE0 LSL, North Central Colorado. Great signal when you had your antenna pointed to Montana there. It's been a while since I've been on. I've been traveling quite a bit. But I wanted to give you the weather here. It's currently 59 degrees, going up to 68, down to 46 this evening. And we have we're getting what you need, and that's 85% precipitation. Back to you, Dick.
Yeah, we could use some of that down here. Send it down our way. I don't think it's rained a day since I've put my grass seed down for the fall and winter. I've had to pump water out of our pond, and the pond is starting to get a little bit low because of that. And the pump broke for a while. I'm telling you, I had all kinds of things going wrong down here. But sounds like a mighty comfy day up there, at least from the temperature standpoint. So bet you're doing A-OK in Colorado. And can you see some snow up in the mountains still or now, over?
Oh yeah, and the mountains are now starting to get snow. Not too early in the season. Not unexpected. We're supposed to get snow this weekend, and that's good for the economy as well as our agricultural water. Over.
Roger that. Absolutely. I've got friends that go up there every year and go skiing, so they'll be chomping at the bit to get up there and do that again. And I'm sure that the folks up there enjoy all those tourista dollars too. All right, Alan, good to have you on board. Nice strong signal down here into Dallas-Fort Worth today. Kilowatt Echo Zero, Lima, Sierra Lima, 73, Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week.
Sounds good. Semper Paratus, Dick. Stay safe, and I'll look forward to chatting with you next Saturday. 73, I'm
clear. 73, Semper Paratus to you. It's time now for us to take a look up into the great north of Alaska. We're going north to Alaska. Didn't somebody sing a song about that once? Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. I'm going to let you take it away from here. Over.
Okay, W5CGT, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, as we bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska. And I heard KL7ICQ with a pretty decent signal this morning since we couldn't get into Alaska last week. So, looking for KL7IQQ, KL7 India Sierra, KL0 Quebec Zulu, KL7IWC, I believe, is down here, and KL2 pop the mic. So, KL7IQQ, go ahead there, Mr. Nudson. Big signal out of Alaska today there, Larry, and I see they're getting a big, big storm out on the Bering Sea. Yes, they're going to wash away a couple of the little villages out there from what I saw on the KCU website. So, we can use all the rain that you can chip down to us there, Larry, because we're really hurting. Anything else for us this morning? Roger. Well, I know that they're really worried about all the little villages out there along the coast, like Covelina and over there. Anyway, take care. You have a good week and a good signal today. Semper Paratus. Okay, KL7IQQ. How about KL7 India Sierra? Peter, you're out. Hey, there he is, KL7IS. How's things in Anchorage? Yeah, Roger, Abney. Well, they're saying later tonight, maybe mostly Sunday and Monday,
we're at 4,000 feet, so that's about the level of Stevens Pass. And we still got a couple of fires going on. In fact, we've got two fires going on over here on the west side of the Cascade. So hopefully that snow will come down and put it out, huh? La Nina brings to us this year. It's usually a cooler and a wetter winter for us, so we'll see how that goes. Anything else for us, Peter? Like I was telling Larry, I saw the results, or not the results, but the news on KTUU about it. And yeah, they surely don't need all that out there right before winter. Week up there, and we'll look for you next week. Yeah, well, that's why we asked Gus to give you a call, because I think Dick got a email from you, so he took a chance and see if Gus could work in there, and sure enough, he did. So, okay, Peter, you have a good week, and like I said, we'll talk to you next week. KL7 India Sierra, Semper Paratus. Okay, Peter. KL0, Quebec Zulu, Glenn and Juno. Here's Glenn this morning. I know he's not going to Arizona yet, but I think that's going to be the 24th he's going to leave. But anyway, how about KL2, Papa Mike in Glacier View? -3 degrees and clear skies, is that right? Oh, I was going to say, I didn't think it was 3 degrees. 30 degrees, well, that's pretty chilly. How's things up in Glacier View? Yeah, roger, roger. Well, we didn't get into Alaska last Saturday. We had to get a relay from Gus, but anyway, how's things up there in Glacier View? Things are, I know, are cooling off. You got your winter supply of wood in? Yeah, roger, roger. Well, good to hear from you. And hope things go for you this week, and it doesn't get too bad up there, over. Yeah, roger, roger. Okay, Rick, well, Semper Paratus, have a good week. We'll look for you next Saturday. KL2, pop the mic in Glacier View. So, I'll try to get Glenn one more time, and then we're going to go to Carlton. KL0, Quebec Zulu. Glenn, you out there this morning? No blend today. And I know Larry's down here. So we'll turn the squad around toward Carlton.
Yeah, he's working Alaska,
W86ANH, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. With W5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the Coast Guard net, W86ANH. Good morning, good morning. I've been listening to the entire 2 hours. I've been listening all along, and I know that K7 Sugar Whiskey Sugar just in. I pushed him to get up here and do it again with Dick. All is well. Early day today. I've been listening for, like I say, 2 hours. We've got about 6 degrees, going up to 7 degrees. So it's kind of pleasant, over.
Okay, you're a little light at the beginning there, Carlton, but you're coming up. So 60 degrees today. And we had another report from the Denver area, so good to hear that you're all is well, and hope everything's going to go for you this week. How is everything else going there, Carlton, over?
Roger. Doing pretty good. Of course, same set of stairs no matter what time I do it, so I've just been down here longer. That means I got to get up and walk around sooner. But anyway, all is well. Getting along pretty good, over.
Okay, Carlton. Got you pretty good that time, so glad to hear that you're getting around pretty well and you're staying upright, by golly. All right, well, 73's in Semper Paratus. Okay, we'll bring the quad around here and see if we can get a hold of Gus.
NH7J. NH7J.
NH7J from Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
AL7DD from NH7J. Hearing me okay?
Oh, yeah. It's 25S9 plus.
Okay, well, you're about the same, but S9. Yes, you're a little stronger when you're aiming at Carlton, and then it drops down a little bit when you aim at me, so that quad has some kind of side load to it that's pretty significant there, but you're plenty strong all the time, no matter where it's pointing, so no problem hearing Dick this morning, and quite a few of the check-ins, so we're hearing things. I look on the plot chart and says I shouldn't, but we are, so... So looking forward to kind of a busy day, busy weekend here. We've got one daughter flying in from Dallas and one flying in from, granddaughter flying in from New Mexico. And we're all heading over to Kailua this afternoon for a high school football game. And our great-grandson is having his senior class, recognition at the game today. So. I guess we'll be loading him up with flower lays and all of that sort of thing. But that's kind of a tradition here in Hawaii to have senior day at one of the games where they celebrate the seniors. So I can't believe it. Great-grandson graduating high school. That's pretty amazing. Never thought we'd see that. So anyway, going through here, a little rainy in the afternoon lately, last week or so. That's helping out a lot. And weather's pretty good, 71 degrees now, looking at 85 during the day like every other day. AL7DD, NH7J, over.
Okay, big signal, NH7J, AL7 Delta Delta. And my goodness, congratulations on the great-grandson. Is it great-grandson or just grandson?
Great-grandson.
Okay, great-grandson. And lots of good things there, and your daughter coming in, and your anyway, it looks like you're going to be a busy person, and for a very good reason, and I heard KPJ pretty good last night. In fact, it's getting dark now, about the time that I usually listen. Of course, I listen in the afternoon if I have time, but pretty good signal last night, over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, and it is my granddaughter coming in. She's in the Air Force, so very lucky. She's got some paperwork with her for her re-enlistment, and then I'll put my old uniform back on and swear her in if she's got it ready.
But we'll see.
We'll see. So, yeah, so all looking good here. I was going to ask you, when are they switching the clocks back and I get to sleep in? Over.
Well, you know, it's going to be the 5th of November, I believe. But President Trump said he was going to do away with that, and by golly, I hope he's right.
Yeah. I wonder which way will we go, though. It'll go to like the wintertime frame and stay there, or the summertime and stay there, over.
There's different thoughts about it, but I'm hoping it goes back to regular standard time and one of the things that he said when he was taking office is he was going to do with daylight savings time. So we'll see if that comes up. But he's been pretty busy lately.
I was going to say that. Busier than anything during my lifetime. Very busy. Very big game. So, okay, great. Thank you so much, and nice to hear from you. And thanks for all you're doing on the net. You really appreciate that. Nice to have a pipeline back into the Coast Guard net. All the best. Send my respects over to Dick, and congratulations on his museum ship weekend. That's pretty fantastic. Good to hear. AL7DD, NA7J. That's about it, over.
Okay, well, one quick thing. Your brother checked in. I could hear him out here on the West Coast today. And up in New Hampshire, and it was getting a little cool up there, and the bright stellars are out already, so I'm going to pass that along to you there, Gus, over.
Oh, roger that. Well, good. Well, we relayed the message, and the system works, over.
All right. Well, very good, Gus. You and Cisco take care, and congratulations on all the family there and the re-enlistment of your granddaughter. I hope it goes through, and maybe you could send me some pictures. NA7J AL7DD.
Okay, yeah, we'll be sure to do that. I'm sure it would all get posted. Okay, all of us. Aloha.
Okay, aloha. You have a good week. W5CGC, back over to you, AL7 Delta Delta.
All righty, sir. AL7DD and NH7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Congratulations, Gus. On the granddaughter's re-enlistment in the Air Force. My dad actually, he was still active in the reserves when he did it, but my dad actually did the first re-enlistment for my son, swore him in up at the up in Arkansas at, I believe it was a National Guard facility up there. But anyway, he got her done. We've got the pictures, so congratulations to your granddaughter and to your great-grandson on his football senior year. That's pretty incredible. I think my great-grandson, the oldest one, I think just graduated from first grade last year. So mine are a little younger than yours, the great ones are. All right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus all the way around, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I've got Kilowatt Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo buzzing the daylights out of me. Yeah, we're still here. And we're going to take some other check-ins as well, looking for other Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Well, that was a giant hello. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November 7, Zulu Tango.
November 7, Zulu Tango. Who else? November 7, Alpha Echo. Got you. Is there another one in there? Thought I heard another one, but let me get, I got to turn the antenna for this one, and then I'll come back around to the west. KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Yeah, roger. KJ4UGE here, Dick, in Somerville, South Carolina, where it's rainy and 68 degrees, and winds out of the north at 14 to 32. Most of the east coast is getting kind of northeaster, moving all the way up the coast to New York and Boston. Year 5-9 here in Somerville,
So thanks for picking me up, and we figured we'd just catch you on the last half, but looking at the clock, you ain't got about, another 8 minutes or so. So anyway, we'll leave it with you and catch you again next week so you can check in these other fellows. So KJ4UGE back to Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, over.
All right, Mr. Bob. Yeah, good luck with that storm coming in. How long is when is that supposed to be past you? Over.
Well, I think it's going to go through the weekend, maybe till Monday. We got a lot of folks in the hauls down in different marinas. A couple of the bridges are on the intercoastal waterway are closed because of high winds, and got one guy up in Oriental, North Carolina. Tried to fix pilings in a marina with, water over the docks already. So, anyway, we're getting a king tide here in Charleston as usual. They're spending millions and millions of dollars, and you can't fight Mother Nature, they're digging tunnels and installing pumps and want to build walls around the Charleston Peninsula. But, that's just a waste of the good taxpayers' money, over.
Well, good luck with all of that, and I hope the storm doesn't prove to be any kind of a problem for you there at your place. Say hello to Captain Helen for me. We'll say 73 Semper Paratus, KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we'll look for you next week. November 7, Zulu Tango.
Good morning, Richard. It's Dan here in Mesa, Arizona. Former Coast Guard auxiliaryman from Port Orchard, Washington, over.
Very good. November 7, Zulu Tango, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good there, Dan. Well, at least when you moved to Arizona, you didn't have to change your call sign. It was still applicable. Over.
Well, actually, I started out as a 4 and then went to 7. So anyway, Tennessee, Florida, and then up here in Arizona. But hey, who's keeping track? Over.
Well, yeah, I kept thinking I probably wasn't going to stay in Texas that long because I moved here on a corporate relocation and thought I might be moving somewhere else after that. So I didn't change my call sign when I moved down here from the Pacific Northwest. And so I still have a 7 call, my personal call, KE7A. And I just never got around to changing it. Now I'm just so stuck in my ways, I probably won't. Over.
Well, why should you? I mean, it sounds like it's an easy call sign and all that. Anyway, good to hear from you, Richard. I know you're closing down the net here shortly, so now I'll let you go. Good to talk to you again. N7ZT.
N7ZT. Dan, thanks a lot. Big signal, authoritative voice, no question about it, from Mesa. Coast Guard Auxiliary, November 7, Juliet Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. November 7, Alpha Echo. Well, hi, Mike. I'm not hearing you very well at all. Nick, AL7DD, are you doing any good with Mike?
Just quiet out here. I can't hear him at all.
Okay, Mike, N7AE, if you've got any extra coal you can put on that fire, please do. We'll turn it back over to you. Over. I can tell you're there. That's about it. Is your antenna on the ground? I should have asked you that. It's just I have a hard time hearing you. I don't know what it is about it, but for some reason there must be a big mountain right there outside your door between us. Over. Mike, well, at least I've got you in the log, and I heard you here and there, and that's good. At least we got to say howdy, And we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, my old shipmate from the Coast Guard Cutter Gresham days, N7AE Mike up in Oregon. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This will be the last call for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
No, Fox 4, Alpha Hotel, Whiskey, Tennessee.
AL7DD, was that you?
No, it was a 4, I think.
Go ahead and see if you can work them.
Yeah, station calling by the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Go ahead.
Number 1, Foxtrot 4, Alpha Hotel, Whiskey, Tennessee. Over.
Okay, wasn't fast. You were too fast on me. I wasn't fast enough right in, all I got was the Alpha. Go ahead, Jeff.
Number 1, Foxtrot 4, America Hotel, Whiskey.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, uniform, and I didn't get the final. Go ahead.
America Hotel Whiskey, America Hotel Whiskey.
Okay, America Hotel Whiskey, that was a good one. All right, do you serve any U.S. Coast Guard, sir?
Yeah, you're 5-9 in Tennessee, and good luck with the storm. And I've got to go, I got to go to work. Oh, God, I got to go to work at 12. Anyway, where are you located?
I'm located near
Seattle, Washington, over. Oh, wow. Well, you're 5-5 here. I'll let y'all go with a minute. I'm going to get off. 73.
Okay, well, 73's, and thanks for checking in with us this morning. Kilo Fox 4, Kilo Fox 4, Alpha Hotel Whiskey, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Back to you there, Richard.
All right, and KF4AHW will be the last check-in we have for today here on the Coast Guard Net. If you are still out there and wish to check in and haven't done so, send us an email. India November Foxtrot Oscar, info@whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. And that'll be it for today. We'll get you in the logbook. It's time now for us to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. That means Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Over. I think we got him. I think we got him early today. He's not used to me getting done a minute before the top of the hour, I think. Victor Alpha 6, Fox Hotel, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, no Don today. Is there another net controller on frequency for the Maritime Net? Over.
Oh, maybe if you're nice, Dick, I could do it. Over.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. Maybe he slept in this morning.
He's on the logger, and he just asked me if I could take his net. So, silly me, I said yes. Over.
Ah, you drew the short straw. Okay. Well, it's all yours. I've got nothing to pass. Propagation's been really good. We've been able to work pretty much from one end of the place to the other. Over.
Oh, great, great. Sounds good. Over.
Yes, sir. Have fun, and it's all yours. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now clear. 7-3, Semper Paratus to everyone.
Hotel saying good morning. Catches next weekend, Dick. Over.
There is Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel. Did you sleep in?
No, I have somebody that's just got a phone call. Somebody's coming over to help me fix an antenna. And if we don't get it fixed today, it's going to be quite a while before we get another chance weather-wise to do it. Anyway, take care. And 7-3. Dick, they're not here yet, so just to let you know, I also just as I sent you the text, and I was in a panic, but I had phoned Steve earlier, K9UA, and he's coming along, so I suggested that you and he do this test this morning, but
he'll help you. And I'm going to be around until they show up, over.
Okay, so...